We're talking with Zealand Congressman Bill Heisinger, something that he and every other person who wishes to run for public office in 2014 has to do in the state of Michigan by the 22nd of April. File with the Michigan Secretary of State's office for inclusion in the primary election, which is the first step. And Mr. Heisinger, for the third time, you're going to be submitting for a spot in the U.S. In the U.S. House of Representatives. Successful the first two times around.
Yep, and we're very excited about that. And unlike the state level races for either state house or state senate, where you can file a fee to be put on the ballot to be on for Congress or for U.S. Senate and for governor, you have to file signatures. So we've been out collecting about 1,600 signatures, and we're going to be submitting those to the Secretary of State this morning in Lansing. So looking forward to it.
This is one of those requirements of the office that sometimes can be forgotten in the hubbub of actually legislating for an incumbent, especially. You got to have your staff really on the ball on this.
Well, and actually that's what happened 2 years ago to one of my colleagues who I feel for him. He trusted some people who made some massive mistakes, and it looked like they photocopied old sheets and changed dates and did things like that. So we suspect the Secretary of State's going to be watching that very closely this year, and I personally went over every single sheet that we've got. So we wanted to make sure that we had it right.
Is it becoming a little tough over the next few months or so, where you've got to keep one eye on doing what you've been sent to do, which is to represent the 2nd District in Washington, and the other eye on running for re-election?
Certainly, you have to have sort of a dual purpose as you're out there, and obviously, having a schedule that requires me to be in Washington takes away from opportunities. And so whether there's parades or functions or picnics or other things that we would like to be at, we simply can't be, or I can't be, because I'm physically out in Washington, D.C. So, but you have to do both. So we'll be doing lots of chicken dinners and parades on weekends and doing those kinds of things. We've got a good network of folks, a great network of people that are helping us out as well. And so I feel confident, but you can't take anything for granted, and you work hard.
The other thing about the reelection, not so much for Bill Heisinger, but for other members in the House, especially since everybody's up for reelection and also in the Senate as well, is now that we're into the reelection year or the election year cycle, do you get the feeling that maybe things that should be done in Washington won't be done because people will be more concerned about their reelection efforts than maybe making some tough decisions that they could be asked to pay for at the ballot box?
Well, Gary, and that's been a complaint of mine for a long time, actually, is that right after the election last November, and November 2012, last time around, the politics started, and it's hard getting out of any kind of election cycle here to do the work and the legislative work that we need to do. It's kind of led by as he's been dubbed campaigner in chief and the president. He's been very political in all those things, and whether it's the Senate or House leadership, that's a frustration for me, is wanting to get some things done is one of my desires. And it's a reality of what we have to deal with. The elective part is an important part, so the American people have their say and their fingerprints on this all as well. But certainly the productivity level is going to wane here, I think.
That one other thing along those lines, and we'll move on to some other subjects as well, is what the White House especially. Is it more of a case of that is a symptom of the system or a cause of the system of, 24-hour, 365-day-a-week campaign mode?
Yeah, well, I think it's a combination. Certainly the speed and velocity of information is very different than it's ever been. And the recent campaign cycles. It is just different. As you point out, the 24-hour news cycles on the cable TV shows, the only way that you get ratings on TV or even on radio is keep saying more and more outrageous stuff and sort of whipping it up. And, I heard somebody say, John Engler wasn't a real conservative. And it's like, I lived through and was politically involved during the Engler administration. There was no doubt in anybody's mind that John Engler was one of the most, if not the most, conservative governor that Michigan has ever had. And to suddenly start calling him not a conservative is kind of crazy. But I think it's just people are wanting to up the ante, and that makes it hard to get things done.
We're talking with Zeeland Congressman Bill Heisinger, and let's talk about the campaigner-in-chief, as you say. The president has been out doing some campaigning for other candidates during this off-year election in his second term, but he's also been campaigning for some of the things he's been stumping for throughout his administration, and lately, the latest thing he's stumping for is solar, asking businesses to be more inclined to use solar energy in their purposes. It's almost the same as wind energy and the batteries and the like, trying to force a industry, force a technology that maybe is not ready for prime time yet.
All this while we can't get the Keystone Pipeline approved. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that it drives me crazy, where you look at it and say, okay, well, how about instead of all very expensive alternative energy, why don't we go with very cheap, readily available, friendly to our foreign policy type energy coming from Canada? And that is definitely a frustration, and it seems to me that too many people in Washington are focused on the new and sexy way of coming up with a way to, whether it's develop energy or do anything else, rather than just going back to the basics here. Here's the key. We need to get our economy revived. And that is getting harder and harder when you start having to put in all these other new and different elements. So let's just get back to basics.
Back to basics in terms of not only energy sources, the natural gas situation, the liquid natural gas. That's something that Fred Upton's been dealing with in terms of opening it up. But also, I think our friends over at Fiskars and other scissors makers should be sending some boxes to Washington of scissors to be able to cut red tape, because right now it looks as if it just keeps getting thicker and thicker and thicker for businesses, and it's become really hamstringing corporate America in terms of trying to get products and services out to the marketplace.
Well, we say corporate America, and you think these big companies. It's actually the small producers that that really get hit, whether it's bank regulations for the small community banks and the credit unions, whether it's all the hoops that a small business has to go through, either as an LLC or a small S corporation or something like that. There's unprecedented amounts of new regulation that has been put in place by this administration. And there was a there's an article or an editorial, I think just yesterday in the Wall Street Journal, talking about the tens of thousands of pages of new regulations and rules that have been put in place, and it's just been increasing and increasing and increasing. And oftentimes we talk about tax rates and what does that do to the economic activity of going on, but it's oftentimes just as important to talk about the regulatory environment that we're creating, and that is really the problematic area that we see with the government right now, and that's what we've got to also battle back.
Yeah, the thing about that, though, Bill, is the fact that, and we've touched upon it before, a lot of this regulatory work was done initially for noble means to try to address abuses and cases of neglect, things where people were getting hurt and society was getting hurt by some business practices that were not in the best public interest. But when gone unchecked, and apparently it has gone unchecked, we get bureaucracy upon bureaucracy upon bureaucracy and unaccountability by agencies who really are above the law.
Well, and there's a lot of different facets to that, all right? We absolutely have to keep workers protected. When that, however, grows into areas where they're so descriptive and they're so so difficult to work with, I just met with a group of school superintendents yesterday here from Ottawa County. And one of the biggest complaints was, we don't need and can't do any more hoop jumping. You know, all of the requirements, all of the paperwork that they have to fill out, and nobody believes that it's actually being used. You know, the time frame, they fill it out 1 year, and they don't even get any feedback for a year on that. You know, it's that kind of thing. Whether it's affecting schools, whether it's affecting small businesses, whether it's affecting energy production or manufacturing, the good intention of trying to make sure everybody is safe and everybody is being taken care of actually hinders the process of the people who know best how to do that from doing it. So there has to be a balance there, and frankly, we're out of balance.
We're dealing with not only safety but also justice matters, and it's just there seems to be no happy medium. It's either one extreme or the other.
Yeah, and we're there's a group of us trying to restore that that happy medium, as you say, and unfortunately the pendulum has swung. Whether it's the National Labor Relations Board, talking about how college. Football players ought to be able to unionize. You know, all these things where it's just like it's head scratchers where you go, okay, who is going to rein this in? And that was something that we just passed a couple of weeks ago in the House, the Reins Act. And it says if there's going to be more than $100 million impact on the economy, it needs to be through legislation, not through rule writing and this filling up with a federal registry with just pages and pages and pages of rules and regulations without any kind of legislative support or requirement behind it. It's just bureaucrats saying, well, this is what we think ought to happen. That's the wrong way to go about this.
Zealand Congressman Bill Heisinger, as always, we appreciate your thoughts on some of the topics of the day. Wish you and your family well during this Resurrection Sunday weekend, and look forward to talking to you again next Thursday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Gary.